VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that we are living in perilous times. I mean, when you read the list from 2 Timothy chapter 3, it's just as if you were hearing the news from today. I mean, men being lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. It tells us that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And when you combine that with the marks that are located in Romans chapter 1, the marks of the nation that has pulled itself away from the Lord, or mankind pulling himself away from the Lord, we recognize that we're a nation in great spiritual need. But we also know that the solution to this need does not rest or reliant upon the one who is in the White House, or the House of Representatives, or the Senate, the Supreme Court, or even our state or local government. Now, certainly, they can use their leadership positions to turn us to God, but we know that the heart of all of these issues that we just raised here from 2 Timothy chapter 3, the heart is a spiritual one. The Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Isn't that where we are at today in society? But friends, as we turn to the Word of God itself, we find in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5, every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Verse 105, thy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. In verse 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Chapter 119, verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. We find that from Psalm chapter 119. And then, friends, we also take a look at other scripture as well, such as John 17, verse 17, where it says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. God's word is truth. We see a lot of lies, deception, falsehood in our society today. And then from Psalm 119, we mentioned verse 6, 160, thy word is true from the beginning. 1 Peter 1:25 says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. We say that here today because we are in troublesome times, and we see that the need that we have in our nation is a spiritual one. Yes, we continue to make our calls to Washington. We continue to have input into the areas of local government as well. But friends, it's important that we recognize that the issues are very much before us here today in the matters that we're facing across this nation, our spiritual matters. And what I like to do at the near the head of every year, as we take a look at our nation today, is to ask you as the listeners of Crosstalk, what verse of Scripture do you believe we need in such a time as this? And also, why do you believe that the nation needs that particular verse? Now, I know we have a number of pastors listening, and those who like to also devotional leaders and Sunday school teachers. We don't have opportunity for you to go into a full expose of a particular passage. But friends, in brief today, we're asking, what passage, what verse of Scripture does America need today as we're starting this year of 2023? And why do you believe that verse is so important for us today? Our phone line to Crosstalk is open today. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. And we'd like to encourage you to connect with us right here at the start of the program today and to fill our minds here with Scripture to know what our foundation is. The Scripture says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, this morning on our local program, on our VCY stations, our network, just mentioned that we're going to be doing this verse call-in program today, and heard from one of our listeners that is overseas in Great Britain. And he sent an email indicating that he really believes that much of the book of Jeremiah speaks to the present time. The Western world, Europe, North America, Australia, New Zealand, he says, is under the judgment of God, as was Jerusalem in Jeremiah's time. And just as God's mercy is shown in Jeremiah, certainly we need to recognize the importance of where we are at today as well. But Jeremiah's message was to turn. It was to repent. And so I believe that message does bear truth for us here today as well. But friends, we're going to the phone lines here today. And as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means that the line is open once again. They're all packed right now. But we're going to ask you to consider, what verse of Scripture does America need here as we start this year of 2023? We're going to begin in, Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. And Maxine, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to share Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. And this is God talking about Abraham. And it makes me think of our families and that fathers need to be leaders. And the verse says, "For I know him," for God says, "I know Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they," so the whole household, "shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment."
Hmm. Why do you believe that's important for today?
Because our nation is based on families.
Hmm.
And the father is the leader of the family. And the rest of the family should follow the father.
Okay, thank you so much for the call here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go next to Holly in Mesa, Arizona. Hi, Holly. What verse do we need here today?
Hi, it's Ephesians 6:18.
Okay, and that says?
It is to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert. Be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
Very good. And why do you believe that's so important?
I believe that God is so much more huge than we humanly comprehend, that he wants us to be pervasive in talking to him all the time, just pervasing heaven.
Thank you, Holly. Appreciate your input today. Let's go next to Zach in River Falls, Wisconsin. Zach, you're on the air.
Hi. My verse that has stuck with me throughout my lifetime is Psalm 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble.
Hmm.
I'll deliver you, and you'll honor me. That was my confirmation verse. And I just think you see the headlines today, and it's pretty easy to tell that we need a savior. And someone to rely on, of higher power.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your call here today.
Yep.
And let's go next to Mike in from Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on the air, Coopersburg, Pennsylvania.
Hey, good afternoon, Jim. Really appreciate the opportunity to share Hebrews 10:25 with you. And it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much so the more as you see the day approaching."
Tell us why that's so important.
There are a number of churches in our area that, and I think COVID really has exaggerated this problem, but a lot of churches in our area have gone to just one service on Sunday morning, and that's really disturbing because I was used to Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, and even a prayer meeting and this sort of thing, and I just see that disappearing. And I think it should be going the other direction.
Yeah. So. Our churches should be filled, and we believe strongly in the ministry of the local church and encourage listeners to be faithful in attendance and encouragement of one another, and it's so much the more as you see the day approaching. That day is coming quickly.
Yes.
Great. God bless you. Thank you for the call.
Good.
We've got Dave next in Kenosha. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, the verse, Jim, 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I know you've expounded on Romans 1 about how they became unthankful. So we need to be thankful, and he gives us a victory. And then the next verse, "Therefore, my beloved brethren," I could say to the saints out there, "be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Because we know our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, saints, our labor is not in vain. Sometimes we get tired, discouraged, but keep going. In Philippians 1:6, "being confident of this very thing, that he who's begun a good work is able to complete it." He's going to complete his will.
Until Amen. The dead, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Dave.
Amen.
Let's go to Bonnie next, Two Harbors, Minnesota. Bonnie, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so forgive me. I won't get it all right, but mine is 1 Chronicles 6. I think it's 24. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land."
That's
a big deal to me. I have been saying that, Jim, over and over again to groups of Christians when we get together. I go to a Christian website and I post that and I say, God in that verse is not talking to the sinful, depraved, and lost of this earth. Mm-hmm. He is saying, if my people, who would be us, and he's telling us to seek his face. He's telling us as Christians to pray, to humble ourselves, and he is telling us as Christians to turn from our wicked way. And when we do, he will see, he will hear from heaven, he will hear our prayers from heaven, he will forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. But people aren't listening to this. Nobody is hearing God's clarion call that we, as the children, as his children, need to stop sinning. We are the ones that he is calling to.
Bonnie, thank you so much. And just for a point of reference, that's 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Okay, thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Jeff in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like Daniel 2:21.
Mm-hmm.
"And he changes the times and the seasons and remove the kings and setteth up kings."
Yeah.
It's so critical. I've been on both sides of this. When I didn't like the president we had, or next time I did or that didn't, I always come back to the fact that the vote, it really doesn't matter. What really matters is that God put our president into position. And we just need to remember that that's his man.
He sets up, he takes down. Sometimes he'll allow a nation to be raised up in order to punish a nation that's been disobedient to him as well.
Well, and we may disagree on what when it's good or bad, but even when I didn't like the president, I still had to keep in mind that he was put there by God.
Thank you, Jeff, for the call. Where you're going to take a quick break, we're going to come back with more scripture for our nation in 2023 and getting the input of listeners across the miles. We'll be back with Loretta next in Texas and others online, so stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, does evolution enter into the abortion debate?
It certainly does, Chris. In fact, evolution has long been used as the justification for abortion. Even today in abortion clinics, young pregnant girls are told about an evolutionary concept called embryonic recapitulation, in which the fetus, as it grows in the mother's womb, remembers its evolutionary ancestry. And at one point, it's just a fish. And it's okay to kill a fish, so you can abort in those months. What's the harm? In such a way, many are deceived into murdering their unborn children. But the fetus is a person. Humans were created in the image of God. The human fetus has just not finished growing yet, but it's human in every sense, both scientifically and biblically. So you see, Chris, even modern societal issues go back to Genesis for more understanding.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America, Scripture for Our Nation in 2023. That is our topic today on the broadcast. And friends, it's important that we've got a firm foundation. I tell you, it's as one caller mentioned, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I've been seeing some of the latest surveys on the number of people no longer attending church. Friends, the church has been set up by God, and certainly we need to be there to exhort one another. Paul told Timothy, he said, in light of all these things, he said, preach the word, to proclaim the word of God, to do it when it's in season, out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And then he warned about a time when people would just want to have their ears tickled. Friends, we have got to get back to the foundation upon which we stand. It is the word of God. And today we're going through that exercise. What scripture does this nation need at such a time as this? Here as we enter this year, brand new year of 2023. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas. We have Loretta calling. Hi, Loretta, you're on the air.
Hi. I have to hold on to this scripture like none other. Psalms 46 and 10, it says, Be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So if we just be still, know who God really is.
Yeah.
He is in control.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Loretta.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. We've got next to Duluth, Minnesota. Marcy, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto your understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Recently, I had a new customer come into my business, and he was from out of state, and I just felt compelled to invite him for Christmas. And he had no one here. He knew nobody here. And so then I had him out for lunch yesterday, and I shared the gospel with him. He willingly took the Bible. And that's the problem in America. We as Christians are not doing our job, but we're not trusting in the Lord to speak through us. And so when he's prompting you to do it, do it.
Yeah.
Because these souls are going to be lost. And we're going to stand before God and say, oh, I just felt too afraid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was beautiful. I mean, it just went so beautifully. And he is a really well-educated man. He went to Catholic schools when he was growing up, but he did not learn the scriptures like I know it and others know it. And it was such a blessing yesterday to be obedient to God.
Praise
and
the Lord.
What he said.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Marcy. Appreciate your sharing that. And oh, how we do need to share our faith in Christ. We have that twofold responsibility, right? That of being light, that of being salt. Charlie is calling from Lodi, Wisconsin. Charlie, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for this. I have two quick passages. One is from Deuteronomy 28:42. All your trees and the fruit of your ground and the locust shall take over. Aliens residing among you shall ascend above you higher and higher, while you shall descend lower and lower. They shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to them. They shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. That's happening as we speak. This is from Isaiah 9:10. Think of Twin Towers as I read this. The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with dress stones. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put up cedars in their place. So the Lord raised adversaries against them and stirred up their enemies. To me, this is in-your-face. Build back better. Please listen to this Biden guy and our politicians when they say we're going to build back better, when we should repent and be on our knees in humble prayer and shame. This is nothing more than pride and rebellion. Thank you for your show. God bless.
Thank you, Charlie. Alice is calling from Centerton, Arkansas. You're on the air. Alice, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call. The first scripture I want to do is 2 Peter 2:10. 1:10, I'm sorry. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. All those that name the name of Christ as before we should take communion, see that you be in the faith, because God does not hear prayers when there's sin in the heart. It must be repented of. The other is that people would see sin exceedingly sinful as God sees sin, because that's why Christ died for us. We need Holy Ghost conviction that people might want to know how they look to God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Alice. Thanks for calling. We've got Ellie next in Wisconsin. Ellie, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. I've been hanging on to the promises of God in Psalm 91, and if you allow, I'll just read 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Great passage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Having you call today, Scripture for Our Nation in 2023. Hancock, Michigan, Bill, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon.
Over 350 times fear is mentioned. So one that is quite well known is Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And all you have to do is spend time listening to, doesn't matter, programs, conservative, liberal, otherwise. Fear is being spread, and folks have got to remember that the one thing the Lord says to do is to not be afraid.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Thank you, Bill.
Amen.
And let's go to Tony next in Charleston, Illinois. You're on the air, Tony.
Okay, thank you. I told the lady before there, I don't have my Bible with me, but I know it's in the Old Testament and in the New Testament both, that you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your being, with everything you have, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm sorry to say it, but it seems like the church that Jesus Christ said that he would build and that the gates of Hades would not prevail against has lost and left their first love. And what did he say in the book of Revelation?
Yeah.
You either be hot or you be cold. I wish you were one of the two, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And he is very displeased with his bride. He's coming again. He wants a spotless bride. He doesn't want a cheating bride. He wants one that loves him with everything we have. And the minute we fall in love with Jesus, then I believe 2 Chronicles 7:14 will happen. And until that does, I don't want to sound like a gloom and doom kind of a person, but I don't see any reason why God would want to continue blessing this nation as many times as we've just slapped him in the face and denied him and turned our backs on him. It's shameful. We have been blessed so much. And yet we just continue to test him and try him. And one of these days, he's going to run out of patience. But he says, I'll not strive with man forever. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And when you fall in love with Jesus, then you'll have the heart of Christ. And I believe his church will come back. And he'll see that and he'll know that. And I believe then, until then that happens, brothers and sisters, be careful. Be very careful, because eternity is forever, whether it be hell or in heaven. So
yeah.
Thank you very much for letting me get on my call, and God bless America. Please, Lord, do.
God bless you. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate the call. And just for reference, we see that phrase repeated often in the book of Deuteronomy. But Deuteronomy 6:5 would be the first place where that is listed. And you'll find it in each of the Gospels as well. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, such as Matthew 22, verse 37. We have Elizabeth calling from Tennessee. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Hi. Mark 8:36, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It tells me there's nothing in this world worth losing your soul over.
Yeah.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you for your call here today. Let's see. We have Chris next in West Allis, Wisconsin. Chris, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim. Bible verse that I believe can transform and change this country is John 3:3. Jesus said, unless a man be born again, he shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. All the other scripture verses are wonderful. Praise God. But until the new birth takes place in a person's heart and in their lives, change can't happen. Our country will continue to fail and will continue to go in the wrong direction. We must be born again. We must have the Spirit of God living and dwelling within us in order for us to overcome our sinful nature. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit, you shall fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yeah.
The Bible says, go ye forth and make disciples. You can't make a disciple unless you've been born again. John 3:3 is the verse that will transform this country. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Indeed, ye must be born again. We have Ken calling from Farmington, West Virginia. Ken, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Jim, for having me here. One of my favorite passages in the whole Bible is in James chapter 3. Of course, the whole epistle is beautiful, as is all scripture. But it says, who is a wise man and a dude with knowledge among you? Let him show out of his conversation, we know what that means, the life of a Christian, his works with meekness of wisdom. We need to be meek like Moses was meek. That's why God lifted him up and brought him forth as a leader. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, just look at Congress. They have no wisdom like this. They glory. They're not supposed to glory. Glory not, he says, and lie not against the truth. It's against Jesus that these people are doing this. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Doesn't that sound like now?
Yes.
For where envying and strife is, there you go again, our own leaders, there is confusion and every evil work. Don't we see that? But the wisdom, this is where we need it, is from above. It's first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. That's just like Jesus, because when he came as the Prince of Peace to them that were near and to them that were far off. To the saved disciples that followed him, he was always there to give them peace. He constantly told his disciples, peace be unto you. And the way that we have wisdom today is that we put on the whole armor of God and we claim these promises and walk in that wisdom. And the Word
Thank
of God says that's in so many places in Paul's epistle about wisdom.
Thank you,
and,
Ken.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
it. That's just what I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call. Joe in Laval, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
John 13:27 says, what you're going to do, do it quickly. And the context is Jesus is telling Judas, hey, I know you're up to some scheme, just get this over with. But the broader meaning for all of us is all our time is short, Satan's time is short, compared to our time with more than God. So that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe, for your comment here today. Verses for this nation needs to hear in this year of 2023. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. If you get a busy signal, know that's your opportunity to call as soon as somebody hangs up. Right now, all lines are packed, but we'll be back with more in our next segment. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
VCY invites you to obtain an audio recording of the Gospel according to John as narrated by Brad Canterbury.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
John's Gospel presenting the words of Jesus, the way of salvation.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever...
You can share this as a gift or for listening over and over on your daily commute. VCY America is making available this narrated Gospel of John on two CDs for a donation of $12. Call during business hours, 1-800-729-9829. That's 800-729-9829.
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and friends, we talk about many issues here on the program, and we're going to be talking more about issues tomorrow, even dealing with religious liberty, but it's important that we have our foundation that is based upon truth. God's word is truth, and certainly we have gotten away from thus saith the Lord, have we not? Instead, we have more like the serpent in the garden, yea, hath God said. We continue to question him and his word. We continue to question, we want to compromise God's word. And it's critically important that we stand upon it as a firm foundation for our lives. And certainly that impacts what we do as well as individuals. And it's important to have this very, very firm foundation. We see such a compromise that is taking place in our world today. We are seeing a compromise take place in many a church today, sadly, what is being allowed in churches today. And we've gotten away from the authority of God's word. And that's the purpose of this program today, is to underscore the authority of God's word and to look at that scripture that you believe our nation needs for this year of 2023. We're going right back to the phone lines. Holding the longest right now is Martha in Milwaukee. Hi, Martha. You're on the air.
Hi. May I first say that what we all would like our congregations to grow, but since they are dwindling, a church is really not judged by its number of members. And is it not better to have the 40 worship at one service than 20 to worship at two separate services?
And your verse of scripture for today?
That would be, heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of the Lord remains forever.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Did you have the reference handy there?
Pardon me?
Did you have the scripture reference handy?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Let's see. There's a different place, like Matthew 5:18 mentions things like heaven and earth pass away. My words shall not pass away. That's Mark 13:31. Let's see. Next is, this would be Billy in Fountain Hills, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
My verse is Hosea 6:2. After 2 days, will he revive us? And the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Our churches, all of us Christians, need to be praying for revival. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Billy. And we're going on with David in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I was looking at Matthew 16, where the Pharisees and Sadducees were asking Jesus for a sign from heaven. Not long after he had fed 5,000. But his answer was interesting. He said, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. I believe that is the bottom line today in our nation.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your input. We're going next to Greg in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Greg, you're on the air.
Thank you for this wonderful and needed program. You know, my verse is from Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I placed that on a letter or a flyer today that I left with pastors. The pastors of Tucson, a busload left Tucson to go up and pray for the legislators in Phoenix. And, you know, I've been very disappointed at the lack of muscularity by the pastors. They will pray, but they won't get active. You had Brian Kammerker on a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the nation's leading pro-family activists, and that's putting it mildly. And I work with Brian as a mass resistance volunteer. And I invited in this letter to the pastors, which I placed on their windshields, in the parking lot, was an invitation to get together in February for a mass resistance meeting about how we can rescue the kids from this awful assault on our children. And so anyway, that was one of the verses. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. In fact, I mentioned you in that flyer that Brian was on your show recently on Crosstalk. So that's where we are. And, you know, I just pray that that will be a fruit, that the pastors will show up to a meeting, and we will work in harmony because we can be strong by doing that.
Greg, thank you for calling. Appreciate the verse there from Hosea. Barry is next in Tennessee. Barry, you're on the air.
Yes, this is to the church, you know, Revelation 2, 1 through 5, and says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labors and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of thy place, except thou repent.
Yeah.
Now, the church is the solution, and it's the problem. You know, there's not an upheaval in this world that doesn't have its roots in its church. If the church gets it right, the world will get it right.
Great. God bless you. Thank you for the call and your input today. Friends, our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Through your eyes, the scripture that this nation needs in 2023. Maybe it's the scripture that the church needs here in 2023. Our number, 800-733-9829. Rachel is next in Finlayson, Minnesota. Hello, Rachel, you're on the air.
Okay. My son here, Honor, wants to share his memory verse he had, 2 Timothy 1:7.
Hi. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Hmm. Thank you, Honor. Appreciate you sharing that. Great. Thank you. Thank
and
you,
Rachel. I had John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. There's a lot of things to fear. As believers, we don't need to be, but it can still be a struggle. And then John 16:33, too, says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen. Thank you, Rachel, for your call. Robert is next in New Mexico. Robert, you're on the air.
Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he said, Peter, I give you the keys. Whatever you shall bind in heaven shall be bound on earth. And Peter had the keys on the day of Pentecost. And they asked him, brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you repent, God forgives your sins. When you're baptized in water in Jesus' name, your sins are taken away, and then you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And you need the Holy Ghost, because it says that same spirit that lifted Jesus from the dead shall vivify our mortal bodies. So I just wanted to emphasize, we need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ according to Acts 2:38.
Thank you for the call here. And indeed, Jesus Christ finished it all with his death, burial, and resurrection on the cross of Calvary. And when we are baptized, it is that which gives testimony that we have placed our trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. We identify with him, and what a tremendous testimony that is, and which then the Holy Spirit indwells every believer. Thank you for your call here today. Robert in Glendale, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Brother Jim. Hey, this is fabulous. My verse was Psalms 138, verse 2, but I have to read verse 1 with it. if I may. Mm-hmm. Psalms 138, verse 1 and 2. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And my emphasis is for the nation of the United States of America, we have to magnify the word of God above all his name because he commanded us to do it and get back to specifically honoring and glorifying him, the word of God, which was in the beginning, John 1:1.
Amen. Thank you, Robert, for your call here today. Scripture for a new year. Taking your calls today on Crosstalk. Tommy is next in Spring Valley, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi. A lot of good Bible verses today. Mine is Genesis 1:1, and not the whole verse. You can read the whole verse, and you should read it, but just the first four words, in the beginning, God. We have to get to the point where we believe God, and we believe that he is from the beginning, or else the whole rest of the Bible is suspect to us.
Very good. A foundation there. Thank you. The eternality of God and the very existence of God. We have Phil next in Wayne, South Dakota. You're on the air.
Hi. My verse is John 15:13. Everybody thinks of the military when they think of greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But we also have to remember that Christ gave his life for us, and we as Christians should be willing, if need be, to lay down our lives to spread the gospel to our friends and family.
Great. Thank you, Phil. We've got Karen next in Pennsylvania. Karen, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Looking through the Bible here, and I know that this is important to me, but it's in Luke 2:49, where Jesus was still young. He was 12, but he said, know you not, or that I must be about my Father's business. And I think that should apply to our lives. It's important to know that no matter what age we are, small or elderly, or we need to be about the Father's business. If we truly believe that people are going to hell for not believing, that we should tell them. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Let's see. We've got Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks, Jim, for this call, for this program. I'm on a cell phone, so I'm trying to recite the verse from memory, but a verse that has really blessed me, Micah 7:18. Who is a God like you, pardoning sin, passing over the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance, who does not harbor anger forever, but delights in showing mercy? We need that today. We need his mercy.
Amen. We sure do. Thank you for the call on sharing that here today on Crosstalk. Friends, we're just seconds away from the break. Let's see if we can squeeze one more call in here before the break, though. Let's go to Eau Claire and Dale. You're on the air.
Yes. My scripture for today is Ezekiel 22:30. I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. It really applies to us today. You know, I appreciate all the scriptures that have been read, but you know, we want to dump everything on God and just sit back in our easy chair and drink our Coke and our coffee and let somebody else do it for us, and we're seeing our country go down. God's looking for people to get involved.
Indeed, and may we be that one. Thank you for the call. Great verse. We'll be back in 60 seconds with more verses. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. In 2006, Ben Gavir was stopped by police trying to do what? Make an animal sacrifice over Passover on the Temple Mount. That was 2006. In 2017, Ben Gavir, as an attorney, represented returning to the Mount activist who also wanted to perform a Passover sacrifice on the Temple Mount. Well, guess what? Ben Gavir is now in charge of the police on the Temple Mount. Yes, he's in the Benjamin Netanyahu government. Folks, this is getting very interesting. And a group of people are now asking his permission to have an animal sacrifice this coming April on the Temple Mount. He's already tried doing it himself back in 2006, represented a group in 2017. What do you think he'll say? It fits in with Bible prophecy, as the nation of Israel is said, according to the book of Daniel, we'll go back to animal sacrifice. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and just talking to you across the miles here as to what scripture you believe our nation needs here in 2023. We got a lot of problems. We got a lot of issues that are going on, and we continue to turn our backs on God here as a nation. And in light of all that's taken place and where we are today, what verse do you believe is a verse our nation needs here for 2023? We're taking your calls today at Crosstalk's number 800-733-9829. Christine in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Recently listening to John MacArthur, I heard, again, the fear of the Lord is such something that we lack in this nation, and even as believers, we do not understand the holiness of our God. And it is my verse is Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And the lady before a few calls back said, you know, do we believe people are going to go to hell? This is the only hope for mankind, is that we have a holy God, and he has paid the penalty for our sins. And it is, this is all there is. And then there's one hope, and he is it. And without that, we don't proclaim it as believers. And it's so disheartening how the fear of man has just co-opted our whole entire existence that we can't and will not give the gospel. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment.
Thank you, Christine. Ed is next in Findlay, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, brother. Thank you for taking my call. And, you know, brother, I don't know. We're so far along in this country. I hope there's still hope for us. But the verse I wanted to read is chapter Romans 10:9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, and that's Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man has come to the Father except for by him.
Mm-hmm.
And what our country needs and the whole world needs is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the fear of the, you know, and another scripture came to my mind that people might want to read is Proverbs 1, because it's also no good to give us judgment. This country's going to face judgment because we've turned so far away from God that people just live any way they want, you know, think that they don't even consider God's ways at all.
Yeah.
You know, and fear of the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Or the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But right. If you read the whole chapter of Proverbs 1.
Thank you, Ed.
That might wake some people up.
Amen. Thanks for the call here today. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Jim, Ezekiel 16:49-50. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. I told my congregation yesterday, I said, what sins were they committing in Sodom that we are not committing in America today?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. John in Dallas, Texas. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's 1 John chapter 2, around verse 12 or 13, 14, you know, love not the world.
Mm-hmm.
If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The things of this world, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, these things are not of God, they're of the world. Mm-hmm. And the world fadeth away. But to them who doeth the will of God will abide with him forever.
Yeah.
And then one other quick one in John chapter 1. People always talk about everyone's the children of God. But verse 12, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave power to become children of God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Even to them that believe on his name. Let's see. We've got Mark in West Springfield, Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Hello, Mark.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Thank you. Hello, Jim?
Yes, you're on the air, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to make the comment. I could not figure out why all of a sudden the explosion of the gay people and everything, okay? And I looked up 1 Corinthians 6:9, okay? In my Bible, you've got to make sure that if you're giving out a Bible, you check this scripture. Because what's not being told in so many Bibles, they're leaving it out, okay? And this is why. Do not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived, nor fornicators, adulterers, or homosexuals, or sodomites. Homosexuals is being left out on purpose by the publishers. When you give out these Bibles to people, make sure that is in there. And I think that's why we're having so much problems in this world today.
Mark,
thank you.
Thank you for your call. And King James Version does use the word effeminate, which has that same meaning there. Thank you for the call. Star in Muscadet, Wisconsin, our final caller today. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, the two verses I have is Revelation 22, the very last part of the Bible. Number 13, the Lord says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And on 16, it says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. The churches are not doing what they're supposed to do, a lot of them aren't. And it's not bringing people to them. People have, especially since COVID, people have lost their way more.
Yeah. Indeed, it's troubling. And thank you for calling. And it's very appropriate that we close the program with the last chapter found in Scripture. Another person called with the very first verse of Scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And folks, so many of you called with many verses in between, but we remind you that Scripture needs to be our foundation. And when you're looking at the things through the lens of Scripture, it opens a whole new understanding to where we are in the world today. But keep in mind that it is all Scripture, every Scripture, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine and reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Let Scripture be our foundation in this brand new year of 2023, and may it not only be read, may it be lived by our lives. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.